This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So amateur used to be considered a negative term. I didn't think so. I called myself an amateur singer, called myself an amateur dancer. I've called myself an amateur because I thought, well, unless you're getting paid for it, then you're not professional. But you could actually have skill, have amazing skill, and perform at professional rank and with professional quality, but technically be an amateur. And we hear of individuals that, like, well, like, for example, during the Thailand cave rescue with those kids, it was quote-unquote amateur rescue drivers. They really weren't amateur. These guys knew how to cave rescue. But they were volunteers. They did it, you know, without requesting payment. And they went and found the kids and helped the Navy SEALs, the Thailand Navy SEALs, get those kids out. So I wonder if we're going to start to re-change the term amateur. And you're going to see that term used in the news when they discuss a diving group that found Keely Rodney. Keely Rodney is the 16-year-old from Truckee, California, who went missing after a party. And they have been looking for her for 2 weeks. And an amateur diving team, they call them amateurs, but I think they're pretty pro, called Adventures with Purpose found her. They found her within 35 minutes after cops spent days combing the area. Now, again, I get it. You know, police have these certain rules and protocols, and, you know, but these guys were able to go in, find them, and you know, some news outlets said they were able to do in 35 minutes what 20,000 man hours couldn't do. And they found, sadly, so tragically, they found the 16-year-old in Prosser Lake. Authorities searched that lake a few days after she went missing. Didn't find her. But Adventures with Purpose, who have a huge YouTube following, I think they even have a reality TV show, I'm not entirely sure. They used sonar boats. They have two sonar boats. They got into the water yesterday at about 10:40 a.m., they found Kylie's 2013 silver Honda at about 11:15 a.m. They confirmed on Monday that the car was 55 feet from the shore and it was submerged in 14 feet of water. Dive teams from Placer County, Nevada County, and Alameda County were all involved in the search for the teen. And the body of water was an area that cops had already, you know, investigated and suspected could be a place where she was. Her cell phone last pinged around 12:30 a.m. near the campground's reservoir after she texted her mother to say she was heading back to Truckee. And that's about 12 miles from the party. Authorities, including the FBI, said they scanned through nearly 2,000 tips in the two-week hunt for her and spent about 20,000 hours looking for her. And then Doug Bishop and Nick Wren announced they found her. And they have these boats that have special sonar. So they got in there. And I love that a lot of the authorities will allow volunteers. Some people are like, no, stay out. We're just doing our thing. Like, I don't know if you saw 13 Lives with the Thailand soccer team rescue. You know, they were like, you know, we can't have people from other areas die. Or probably they didn't want people from other areas getting credit. But sometimes you need all hands on deck, and these quote-unquote amateurs have something that they could offer. So Adventures with Purpose announced on August 15th that they would be dropping all of their other cases to help on the hunt for the missing teenager. In a statement, Doug Bishop and Nick Wren, the two divers on the six-man team, confirmed that they found the vehicle and confirmed there were remains inside. They said official identification of the remains will be announced once investigations are complete. There's a limited scope of detail on what we can answer. We began our search on Prosser Lake Reservoir on August 21st. We took two sonar boats into the water. At 11:15, Nick detected an object underwater using state-of-the-art Garmin tech. He goes, I was then able to confirm it was a vehicle in 14 feet of water, 55 feet offshore. After marking the vehicle out, they suited up. Then they did a formal assessment of the vehicle. And this is, it's a shame. It is just, it's a shame. They, you know, that this happened to her. But it's amazing that these guys found her. And these guys, apparently, if you go to their website, they're called Adventures with Purpose. They're a search and recovery dive team dedicated to helping families of missing loved ones. They said they have 23 missing person cold cases have been solved since 2019. And they basically do it by donations. They sell some merchandise, but they don't, you know, these families don't pay them. They don't take money from the families. But luckily, donations help them with, because scuba gear is expensive, their boats are expensive, and, you know. So they've been able to find 23 missing person cold cases. They go, your support through watching their documentaries. They have a YouTube channel. Making purchases and donations make it possible for us to provide this free service to families. And kudos to them. I mean, very, very cool. And so, you know, these guys, they're in, and you know, with Lake Mead. Now that the Lake Mead water has been dropping, you know, people have been going out there to dive and see if they can help find bodies and find some, you know, clarity to people who have lost their loved ones. We still don't know why the, you know, 16-year-old girl tragically ended up in the lake, Kylie. We don't know. I mean, we all thought she was abducted. And so we aren't entirely sure, you know, what could have happened. Did she make a wrong turn? Had she been drinking? You know, how do you end up in a lake? We're not sure. And it was submerged 14 feet. Nick says, I went down, did my inspection. I saw the vehicle upside down, verified the license plate, and there were remains in the vehicle. When I came out, we called the family and authorities, let them take it from there. Now the family has receded. We're seeing the vehicle went farther into the water than thought. When a vehicle goes into the water, it has air trapped in it for a while, so it'll float a little ways, and then it sinks. So it's still so tragic, but kudos to these guys for being able to, you know, hopefully find and you know, and all the great work that they do. The 1-877, Doc Kelly. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's back to school. A lot of school districts have already gone back early August, others later. And kids are excited. I can see the kids are excited. Sick of being at home with their parents. I love back to school. I couldn't wait. I just loved it. But some of the teachers might not be that excited. Teachers at Ohio's largest school district voted yesterday to go on strike for better learning and teaching conditions. This was days before school was supposed to start. The Columbus Education Association Union represents 4,000 teachers, nurses, and other education professionals at the Columbus City Schools District. They are striking for the first time since 1975 after 94% of its members voted to reject the school board's last, best, and final offer. This is what the union said Sunday. So just a day before the vote in Ohio, a union representing 2,000 School District of Philadelphia employees voted to authorize a strike for higher wages and adequate training programs. just over a week before their school year was supposed to set. So they say these strikes are coming as schools, according to CNN, across the country face critical teacher shortages, low morale among educators, exacerbated by the pandemic, low pay, and ever more crowded classrooms. Also weighing on teachers are a growing number of school shootings and changing guidance on what educators are allowed to teach. In Columbus, the union cited class sizes and functional heating and air conditioning in classrooms as examples of points of disagreement within the board, according to the Columbus Education Association's notice of intent to strike. They said, we will continue fighting until we have safe, properly maintained, and fully resourced schools in every neighborhood. The Columbus Board of Education called the outcome of the vote disappointing. They say, tonight's vote by the Columbus Education Association is incredibly disappointed, pointing, we are saddened by the unfortunate situation our families, our community, and most importantly, our children now face. The board will hold an emergency meeting today. So Columbus City Schools serve 47,000 students. Now, the school year is expected to start Wednesday. Classes will be online and led by substitutes. The district's own administrators may teach online classes as the strike continues, but since teachers make up most of their coaching staff, sports activities are going to have to be rescheduled or canceled as well, and, you know, as they get ready for football season. In D.C., there's some drama because there's a vaccine mandate. For D.C. schools, they did start to relax some of their coronavirus protocols. Students and employees have to quarantine if they show symptoms. I think they are going to stop the daily health screenings when kids get to campus. They're going to shift the responsibility onto parents and guardians. And we know parents and guardians send their sick kids to school, that it just the schools don't have enough staff to do all that testing. Masks are optional. But the D.C. schools are continuing to enforce measures, including a test to return, which requires students and staff to show proof of a negative coronavirus test the first day of school. And then also the vaccine. Children age 12 and up have to be fully vaccinated against COVID. This is one of the strictest mandates in the country. School officials during the town hall pleaded with families to make sure the students are up to date on the vaccine, as well as immunizations for other illnesses. So with, they say 83% of kids between 12 and 15 have completed their primary series of coronavirus vaccinations. I'm surprised it's that high. I have a lot of parents that say, nope, they aren't. They'll have their kids do online school. But 61% of black students between 12 and 16 have been fully immunized, compared to 100% of white students in that age group. So many groups are concerned that black students will be marginalized and not able to come back to school and have less access to learning because of their vaccine choice, which is why I said you got to stop the mandates. They are very discriminatory and they're very marginalizing. They say students have 20 days after the first day of school to get their shots and remain in class. If not, they're out. So a 13-member D.C. council passed legislation last year to require students to be immunized against the virus once the drugs receive full authorization from the FDA. Coronavirus vaccine mandates are still not a common thing in schools, so this is unique. I think in L.A. Unified School District, they put it off a year. They were going to mandate it for this year, and then they put it off for another year. And because parents are going to, a lot of parents are going to say, hell no. And, you know, listen, I see both sides. I see how, you know, these shots are protective, but I also disagree with, you know, parents feeling like they have no choice and you know, they're nervous because it's a newer vaccine and there's side effects reported. And, you know, when there's that one in a million chance your child is going to die of COVID, there's also that one in a million chance that there's a bad reaction to the vaccine. So if we're convincing parents that one in a million death could happen to your child with the COVID illness, why are we so surprised that parents are going to be like, well, then that one in a million, you know, chance of us having a severe reaction to the vaccine won't happen? I mean, if we're going to go with this one in a million thing, we got to be consistent. So parents are freaked out about both. And I get it. As a parent, it's tough. You know, my kids got their initial series, but they were older and, you know, now they're adults. But, you know, when you have a kid, I get it, because, you know, you don't want to make a wrong decision. You don't want the kid to get COVID. You don't want the kid to have a reaction. You know, I think there's a higher chance of the kid getting COVID, right, and having to react. But the other problem we have is fully vaccinated, fully boosted individuals are still calling, saying, I am fully vaccinated, fully boosted, and I'm sick and I feel bad. So many parents on the fence are like, but my kid's going to get COVID. You know, I, as a parent, if I were on the fence, I would definitely be on the side of vaccine if I thought that that vaccine would prevent any virus of COVID getting into my child, because I don't want that virus in my children. The problem is that the virus is, whether you're vaccinated or not, getting to you. So now some parents are like, well, you know, if my kid's going to get sick anyway. So, you know, I'm of the thinking that the vaccines help and prevent severe hospitalization, severe death. I've seen amazing work with the vaccines, but I also am of the mindset that you just can't mandate it. So here we are with teacher shortages. We've always had teacher shortages. There's just not enough teachers that, you know, want to, you know, deal with all the hassle they have. And I, as an educator, it was fantastic when the students loved me. And I'm not saying that to brag, but when you got your reviews and those students, you know, would just outright say they love you. I still hear from my students, still close to them. You just want to be there. But I saw the feedback that some of these other professors got. And these are professors from adults. We aren't even talking about, you know, elementary school. And when these students hated the professor, and I mean, look at how Tom Holland has to kind of be off social media because he doesn't like to see what people say about him. Yeah, I get that. You know, luckily I didn't have criticism from my students. Yeah, I might have had criticism from some of the administrators, from some of the BS that was going on, but from the students, they loved me. I was on cloud nine. But if you're a professor or you're a teacher and your students don't like you, you really don't want to go there. If you're worried about a shooting, if you're worried about, and you know, a lot of these teachers also, they feel now like they are in a position where a lot of these kids, their parents aren't feeding them, their parents are, you know, smoking dope while driving them to school. So a lot of these teachers feel like they have to take on that role as another parent. They shouldn't be in that position, but many of them feel that way if they don't feel that kid is getting parented well. And that's pretty trying and emotional. And to think that you're doing the best you can only for the kid to go back, you know, and it's a tough job. On the flip side, some teachers feel like it is their duty, you know, as social justice warriors to, you know, train these kids and guide them even more than the parents. And it's a bad situation. And I think we really need to revamp how we're doing school. Now, Governor DeSantis, a while back, is fighting his teacher shortage by recruiting military veterans to the classroom. He's going to get a $5,000 bonus to retired law enforcement, paramedics, firefighters, to help solve the teacher shortage. And so there were about 8,000 vacancies to start the school year, according to the Florida Education Association. Some people dislike that. They don't think that they're going to be trained enough. You know, I'm like, look, good work ethic. If you have law enforcement, paramedics, firefighters, veterans, these are obviously people with some good work ethic, and they obviously have no problem serving others. So I think at least their heart's going to be in the right place. Yeah, but I got to tell you, I mean, a lot of us that teach, we always have to brush up on what we're going to teach. You know, if you told me, can you teach calculus? I'm going to have to brush up on that because it's been years since I finished my calculus series. I went up to 3 and then and beyond. So, you know, people are always ripping on DeSantis for that. But, you know, kudos at least for him for trying to get people in there. But teachers are, you know, the idea that, you know, you aren't paid what you're worth. You're at risk. You need to put your life on the line for the child, but you don't really feel like you have the administration has your back. It's not an easy job for these guys. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost three-quarters of voters think the United States is headed in the wrong direction. A new NBC News poll showed that just over half of the respondents are more worried that America's best years may already be behind us, and a third think the nation's state will become worse in the next 5 years. Meanwhile, President Biden's approval ratings are at 42%. Just under half of those polled say they have a somewhat negative or very negative feeling towards him. Pfizer is asking the FDA to authorize COVID booster shots targeting Omicron BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants for those 12 and older. It comes as public health officials are ramping up vaccination campaigns for the fall in anticipation of another wave of infections as immunity from current shots begins to fade. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so when I went to school, we're talking years ago, women would have to go in for their yearly pap smear. That's how they got the birth control. That's how they got their exam. Would look not only for cervical cancer, would check for ovarian masses, vaginal cancer, melanomas in the area, blood in the stool if they were old enough. And so we did a lot. As a female, I hated going every year. Hated going. But it was one of those things where, well, every year you got to do it. Just like twice a year, you got to go and get your teeth cleaned, even though a lot of people kind of maybe stretch that out to every year. But then the guidelines came out saying, guys, we're doing too much. We're papping too much. We're having too many false positives. We could spread it out. And a woman doesn't have to go for a pap smear that often. In fact, they're fine and they're feeling fine. They don't even have to start till they're 21 years old. Now, some of us in the medical field that did a lot of gynecology went, say what? So, a 14-year-old has been having sex for about 6 years. No need to do a pap smear? No. We changed the guidelines. And the guidelines started to become a little confusing. So the latest guidelines on cervical cancer screening, and I support these because that's from the USPSTF, but I wonder if inadvertently we are making a mistake, is they say the USPSTF recommends screening for cervical cancer every 3 years with cervical cytology alone in women aged 21 to 29. If you're between 30 and 65, they recommend every 3 years with cervical cytology alone, every 5 years with the high-risk human papillomavirus testing alone, or every 5 years with HPV testing in combination with cytology. So the average woman listening to this going, okay, so say what? So do I go every 3 years? Do I go every 5 years? But if they're doing the HPV testing and you're negative, then you could push it to every 5 years. Now, you having multiple partners and you getting HPV and you getting a very aggressive HPV, I mean, let's hope that you don't get that. But as long as you're negative for HPV, you could spread out the pap smears according to the guidelines. If you are under 21, the USPSTF recommends against cervical cancer screening. They also recommend if you've had a hysterectomy. We used to do that if you had a hysterectomy with pap the cuff. And I've only picked up two vaginal cancers on a hysterectomy woman, but never cervical cancer. But, you know, how we were trained, obviously things are different. You don't necessarily have to put a woman with a hysterectomy through it. And then in women older than 65, if they have had adequate prior screening, they do not need pap smears if they're not at high risk for cervical cancer. So the guidelines went from every year getting your birth control, getting your checkups, to you could spread it out. You could wait a few years. Now, if you look at 3 years ago from today, just to kind of put that into perspective, 3 years ago from today was roughly when I think the COVID virus leaked out of the from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, some lab accident or something, some protocol was slipshod. But 3 years ago today was way before the COVID pandemic. So that's a long time. That's a very long time. That's before masks, lockdowns, a couple Jurassic Park movies got in there. I mean, that's a long, long time. So when you ask a woman, all right, are you due for your pap smear? They'll be like, oh, I still have time, because it's a long time in between. Well, as a result, we now have a rise in cervical cancer. And aggressive and end-stage cervical cancer. We're being told that a study published in International Journal of Gynecological Cancer has reported a rise in stage 4 cervical cancer. Authors are finding it's increasing by at least 1.3%, with a 2.9% increase in adenocarcinoma, which is a rare cervical cancer. Now, some of you will say, well, that's because of COVID. People couldn't go to the doctor during COVID. Mm-mm. This was a time frame up to 2018. So when these guidelines came out in the, you know, mid-2000s, starting to change, this is where we're seeing the rise pre-COVID. And because so many people blew off going to the doctor, and a lot of doctors have closed and are doing telemedicine, and, you know, you could expect that number to go up. That worries me. So with some of their data, they said over the last 18 years, about 30,000 women were diagnosed with distant stage cervical cancer. Okay, that means the higher stage, stage 4. Black women were disproportionately higher. When examining trends over time, there has been an annual increase at distant stage 4, at a rate of 1.3% per year, the largest with adenocarcinoma at 2.9%. White women in the South, age 40 to 44, have the highest rate of distant cervical cancer at a rate of 4.5% annually. They said, using the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System and TeenVax data compared with black women, we found that white women had nearly a twofold higher rate of missed or lack of guideline screening, 26% to 13.8%. White teenagers have the lowest human papillomavirus vaccination rate at 66.1%, compared with others at 75.3%. So what that means is women are not getting their HPV vaccine. They're not getting screened. And I'm not saying we need to go back to the yearly. I think the yearly was too much. But we have to realize that when we go, look, you know, we don't want false positives. We want to save money. We want to make it easier on women. Let them get birth control over the counter. There are going to be some unintended consequences. And remember, when these guidelines are in place, right, for if you're under 21, you don't need to screen for cervical cancer. That doesn't mean there aren't 20-year-olds getting cervical cancer. It just means there's not enough of them to warrant the screening and the cost and the risk-benefit analysis. But if you have a daughter that's been having sex since she was 14 and you think she's had a couple STDs, please, for the love of God, get her tested. And most gynecologists will. If we think you're sexually active, if we think you're at risk, if you've had an STD, we're going to test you. But in terms of screening, the average young girl doesn't necessarily need to screen. Now the reasoning behind that is most HPV goes away. Not all HPV will cause cancer. But that's a long time to go, you know, hoping you don't have cancer. I mean, even with me, when I had my after the new rules, I mean, I love my husband, he'll never cheat on me, but even me as a married woman, I'm like, can you do my pap again? You know, you just always want to make sure that you don't have it. I had a friend who had cervical cancer. I'm not going to screw around with that. So if pre-pandemic we're starting to have a rise in advanced stage cervical cancer, you could just imagine how many people blew off or are using, well, because of COVID, I could wait, as an excuse to go and get their pap smears. That's some scary stuff. And maybe the guidelines are starting to be a little more confusing. And so when I talk to my patients, they'll call in to telemedicine going, yeah, I think I have a UTI or I think I have bacterial vaginosis, and they'll call in. I'm like, when was your last gyne exam? Oh, I haven't gone in years. Why not? Somebody needs to peek under the hood. Oh, no, I heard I don't have to go for years. Well, I just get a little nervous about that. I mean, how many times have we found abnormal moles down there? And I'm not saying melanoma in the genital area is common, but, you know, we do more than just screen for cervical cancer. You know, we do pelvic exams. We check the ovaries. And I get it. You know, we don't want there being false positives. They've even stopped self-breast checks. They don't recommend that women check themselves for lumps. Now, those women that are my age, they're like, oh, hell no. You know, all my friends that had breast cancer found a lump. So remember, these guidelines are because they save money and they also save a lot of false positives. But, you know, please don't blow off your testing. If you think something's wrong, get it checked out. 1-877-DOT-LA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the New York Post, as well as multiple headlines and news outlets, are saying that almost 74%, or almost three quarters of the country, I know my math, almost three quarters of the country, say we're on the wrong track. Biden's job approval still stays low. Most people don't really care about the polls. But this is to me a very, very concerning headline, especially as a physician. When I see people's faith in medicine, I got an ass-chewing yesterday. I got to tell you guys about that. Boy, I got an ass-chewing by a patient. That patient was so mad about COVID, about the way that they, he said it was a crock. He was mad about the vaccines. He was bad about the mandates. He was bad about... Now, he doesn't listen to my show, so he doesn't know that I see both sides and I completely understand the frustration. But he got mad because he was having some significant symptoms, and I told him this could be COVID. He might want to get on, you know, the FDA Paxlovid, and if he qualifies. And, boy, did he rip me a new one. And it just... I mean, you just saw the anger, the frustration. And I'm not saying we need everybody running around with an American flag and loving their country and thinking this is the best country ever, but I just hear hatred. I hear frustration. I hear people feeling like they were lied to. And, I mean, I'm glad the CDC said they're going to do a better job and, you know, Fauci's going to retire, even though he's not necessarily retiring. He's still going to do other things and maybe write a memoir and all that. But to me, this is very frustrating when 74% of our country thinks we are on the right track, on the wrong track. They say, according to New York Post, representative of the deep dissatisfaction, 74% of the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction. 58% believe the country's best days are in the rearview mirror. 61% say they are so steamed they would be willing to march around for a day with the protest sign. This is an NBC News poll. They said, asked what the signs would say, Democratic voters chose women's rights, abortion rights, prosecute Trump. Republicans would say, impeach Biden, protect our freedom, protect Second Amendment. So the elections in 77 days, the midterms, 42% of American voters approve of the president, 55% disapprove. Numbers have kind of been like that now for a while. Biden's strongest support comes from Democrats, 79%, black voters, 58%, urban residents, 50%, and women, 47%. So 47% of women support Biden. Does that mean 53% support Trump? I don't know. Or don't support Biden? Excuse me. So that's interesting. They found 47% of registered voters prefer that Republicans take control of Congress, 45% back Democrats. The poll was taken between August 12th and August 16th after Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes a range of climate and health care initiatives. Inside the dire numbers, Democrats can find a slight ray of hope for the midterms in that members of their party have begun to close the enthusiasm gap. They said the poll shows that 68% of Republicans express a very high level of interest in November elections, registering either a 9 or 10 on a 10-point scale. Democrats are at 66%. They said 2 percentage point GOP advantage represents a 17-point drop since March. So, you know, this is interesting. All right, so people are citing the Roe v. Wade and women's rights, which okay, I'm still a little confused because I thought that the average woman who is pro-choice wants the feds out of her body, out of her choice. And so when Roe v. Wade was overturned, I get why people were upset about that, but they basically put in writing in the books that the feds can never ban abortion. And the feds cannot, the Constitution does not allow them to ban abortion. They do not allow them to endorse it and, you know, pick a date on when a fetus is alive. So it's up to the states. And so I understand that that could affect Planned Parenthood funding. It could affect a lot of, you know, federal funding towards this. But if a woman, you know, who lives in Nevada, lives in California, multiple states are still allowing women to end their pregnancy. In fact, I think in Florida, you could still do a second trimester abortion. I mean, there was a time where you could only abort your first trimester. Many states expanded that well deep into second trimester. And still, even some of the red states are allowing second trimester abortion. So we do need, you know, we do need a much more realistic and accurate representation of exactly, you know, what really happened with that. Because as I've said, once you allow the feds to take control of something, then they take control. And the last thing I think anybody wants is the feds to keep flipping back and forth on the subject. If the feds say, look, the Constitution does not allow us to say a baby is alive at 6 weeks or 26 weeks, and it doesn't allow us to tell a woman what to do with her body, then, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world. Because already the states were fighting with, okay, well, we have to allow abortion, but we're not going to do it over 6 weeks. or we're not going to do it. You know, so the states were already making rules. The Supreme Court just said back to the states. But I get it. Some people want the Supreme Court to come in and say no, all abortion, no matter what length of time, is allowed. And, you know, the reason why this kept coming back to the courts is because Roe v. Wade was flawed. You know, Roe v. Wade cannot explain, you know, when a fetus is a life or not. And so it was up to the states, which is a cluster and a half. It blows my mind that this is a conversation we're having. I mean, obviously the fetus is a living organism. But the debate is, when can we end it? And, you know, do we support the life of the fetus? Do we support, you know, mom? It's a very frightening concept that we're here at this point with a million of these decisions being done every year. And I would love to spend the effort on trying to prevent the pregnancies. I just feel horrible that a million women have to consider ending the life of their fetus every year. Why are they in this position? Now, they say 1% of cases are rape. I would think maybe higher, but still, that means there's a lot of women that either birth control is not working, or they don't have access to birth control, or they don't like the way they feel on it. But we really shouldn't be having a million of these cases being done. That's why it's such a big, you know, big tragedy, and there's all this drama. Because the average woman doesn't want to terminate their baby. But people are feeling compelled they have to. Why? Why a million? That's a lot. What's going on here? What are we doing wrong as a society? So in terms of freedoms of being able to, you know, hold a weapon and arm and your right to bear arms in terms of freedom of speech, we have a lot of individuals who are not happy, and it's both sides. It's not just Republicans are sick of this country and what's going on. The Democrats are too. And, is it the inflation? Is it that you vote for somebody and they really don't represent you? Is it that, you know, a bill passes and there's all this BS stuck in the bill? Is it that you're paying a crap load of taxes and so much of your taxes is going to something that you aren't really seeing? I mean, if a bunch of our tax dollars are going to birth control, if so much of our tax dollars are going to birth control for the Affordable Care Act, then again, why are we also spending all this money on abortion? Why isn't the birth control getting to people? You know, our money, that is, our tax dollars are going to things that are claiming to go to things that, and they don't get there. So, it's definitely frustrating. When you see people this disconcerted, discontented, it makes you nervous. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.